On this episode of the Digman Fitness Podcast, we talk with our member of the month, Gene Thiede, and we learn what he values most about training at Digman Fitness and how his training is being used to set new goals in his life. We dive into supersets, what they are, why they are important in this month's exercise tip of the month. Also, get into my favorite foods with our nutrition tip of the month, along with a visit from our special guest, Kelsey from Height Nutrition. And finally, we focus on prepping and planning with our September challenge of the month.
Welcome to the Digman Fitness Podcast. Digman Fitness is a place where families can become injury-free and have fun with functional exercise. We want to improve quality of life by preventing pain, reducing risk of injury, and improving function at work and at play. We promise to deliver the best tools necessary to help you restore your body and revitalize your life. Revitalize your life.
Revitalize your life. Welcome to the Digman Fitness Podcast. This is Corey Digman, your host. I want to introduce you guys to our member of the month, Gene Thiede, to start off the show. Also, talking about why we incorporate supersets in our training, what supersets are, how we incorporate them, and why they're important. And to finish off the podcast today, we'll talk and interview with Kelsey Height from Height Nutrition on why consistent meal prep for fat loss is important and some of our top four favorite foods. Starting off right here, let's roll right into it, into our interview with our member of the month, Gene Thiede. Welcome, sir, to the interview. How are you?
I'm good.
So basically just kind of for the audience here to transition into things and for them to get to know you, what are your hobbies? What do you do for a career? Just a general overview.
Well, for hobbies, obviously I like physical fitness. That's how I met you. I also like to go scuba diving and traveling and just kind of loaf around, watch movies sometimes.
Nice.
And for a career, I got a, well, before I went to college, I was in the United States Marine Corps for 5 years, and then I got a bachelor's degree in genetics, and now I'm currently pursuing my PhD in genetics at University of Madison, Wisconsin.
Those are some huge accomplishments. Let's go back to your hobby. You know, for a lot of people, that's kind of like a bucket list activity as far as scuba diving goes. What are some of your favorite dives that you've done, and how did you get into scuba diving besides, obviously, the military?
For scuba diving, anything around here is pretty terrible, but I really enjoy scuba diving in the ocean, specifically the Caribbean, just because the water is warm and the visibility is usually endless. And I got involved in it because in a town around here, Baraboo, there was a local dive shop that had just deals on training people how to become certified scuba divers, and I just kind of picked it up as a hobby and took off from there.
That's awesome. I mean, we talked about this last week on your recent visit to the Caribbean. What island was it again?
St. Lucia.
And I guess we can relate the training with your experience of what you had with the tide. I mean, how much oxygen you went through in your tank. I mean, talk about like how much time you have on an average tank and how much you actually went through on that day because of how much harder you had to work.
On that dive, we went to about 30 feet, and normally at 30 feet, I can get a whole tank of air to last me about 2 hours. And this time where we went diving, there was about a 5 mile an hour current. And I went through my entire tank in about 30 minutes. So I was breathing pretty heavily.
So that's where our interval training comes into play right there for sure. But nothing, I mean, like unless you do diving, right? I mean, you can't really prepare for it unless you're doing it.
No.
You can train all you want, but like it's a different world, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's very difficult because with the way that the air regulators are set up, you can only breathe so heavily. So it's really conditioning.
I'd probably go through a whole tank of air just from anxiety underwater first within 30 minutes. Yeah, let's go back and do some of our training then. Just kind of tell the audience, what are some things you enjoy about training here at Digman Fitness? What are your favorite routine?
I enjoy how difficult it is, I guess. It's hard by myself to push myself as hard as I would like to because I tend to cut corners if I'm by myself and I'm tired. But when I'm training with Corey, you don't let me cut corners and you push me really hard. And I really get to see the results that I've been wanting to see for a long time.
Yeah, and that's awesome. I mean, we came back and we've trained for a while, off and on, you know, for 3 years. And the interest that you have in strongman now is from when I started, you know, with the classes that I had. It was I Survived the Tire. way back in the day, and it kind of piqued your interest later on down the road. I was like, hey, I kind of want to compete and do some strongman contests. And that's kind of cool how you got, you know, got a hold of me again and like, hey, I want to compete. I want to learn the ins and outs of the actual programming and run through the events and compete. And talk about some of the experience so far with, you know, tire flipping and farmer's walk, and then some of the results that you've gotten so far.
The experience with that so far is that it's hard, and it's a lot different than being in a regular gym and just lifting weights and training, because pushing dumbbells and just lifting weights, it's very specific, and it's not, I would say, not very functional. And when I'm training with you, lifting tires and lifting stones and doing farmer's walk, it's not translatable, because I found out that I can lift a lot of weights in the gym, but when I need to flip a tire or do a farmer's walk, I'm not as strong as I thought I would be. And those are more, I guess, functional, translatable exercises, so I value it a lot more.
Mm-hmm. I think it's, you know, it's an awesome activity, too. It's not every day where you can go to a gym and flip a tire and push or pull a car or, you know, carry heavy stuff, and most people wouldn't realize how much muscle activity and how much, like, work you're putting your body through with just a simple carrying event. You know, some people split up their routines by doing, you know, shoulders or chest or legs. I mean, you're doing a whole anaerobic and just smash of a total body every single time.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I go to the gym and I do deadlifts, and then I'm not so sore, but then when I train with you and I'm lifting stones and flipping tires, like, I can barely walk the next day. So it's I think it's a lot better.
Yeah, and the sleep is so much better, too. I mean, I've noticed that, too, like, you're training so hard.
I mean,
yeah, you sleep
right.
Like a baby. Yeah. Eating has to be on top, too. I mean, you're sure, you know, the sleeping has to be good. The nutrition has to be good in order to compete and to recover.
Yeah, the appetite has definitely increased, I've noticed.
What are some of your short and long-term goals? And we have your first strongman contest that you're going to be coming up on here in October with me and a couple buddies, but... besides that, before or after, any short or long-term goals?
Just for the short-term goals, is I just want to complete my first, the strongman that I'm going to do in October. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily worry about placing. I just want to finish all the events. And for long-term, I would like to actually be competitive in the strongman competitions.
That's awesome. I'm sure you're going to catch the bug pretty quick. And I remember my first contest, I threw myself in on a pro-am. I had no idea how that stuff worked, and I'm like, hey, there's a local contest. It's close by. I'm going to jump into it. And there was guys that were pro, you know, lifting and throwing stuff around for 10 years, and I was the rookie there, and it was eye-opening, but it threw me in. I was hooked ever since, and I think this is a good start for you. You're going to feel the same way. So, yeah, what kind of finishing up on a few notes on recommendations. I mean, if you talk to a friend or somebody outside the gym, how would you talk about Digma Fitness? How would you recommend them?
That if you're hitting a plateau or lacking motivation or just want, I mean, expert knowledge on any subject in physical fitness, I would say talk to Corey, because, I mean, in my routine, when I first talked to you, I talked to you about my deadlifts because I kept hurting my back doing deadlifts and I couldn't figure out what I was doing wrong. Mm. And then it only took one training session for you to correct that for me. Mm. So, I mean, even if you've been training in the gym for 5-6 years, I mean, I work out with you and I'm learning new things and you're correcting my form and you make the workouts fun again, because I was starting to get to the point where I was dreading going to the gym, and then training with you, it's like the light has turned back on for my motivation for the gym. And like I said earlier, you don't let me cut corners. So you're, I guess, working the laziness back out of me. My bad gym habits are retreating back into the corner, and I'm becoming more of an athlete that I wanted to become.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's fun to hit the plateau or break through the plateaus, and fun to do different exercises you aren't used to doing, like we mentioned. That's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, there's not many PhD students or doctors that, you know, have that, you know, the both end of the spectrum. So that's pretty cool. I mean, when you can talk to your friends or your coworkers, there's not many of them that do what you do.
No, so, that's true. There's not.
It makes it that much more enjoyable. I'm sure the experience at home and experience at work is much more enjoyable with, what you get done.
Yes, it is. It's great, I think.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thanks for the interview, Gene. It's been a pleasure training and hooking up with you on this process of of starting strongman and getting stronger in functional ways. And I mean, you work hard every day. When you're coming in early, you're hitting exactly what we're supposed to be hitting and every edge of every corner of how to get better. It's just, it's so much easier for both of us. You know, when I'm programming an exercise or routine, you coming in and saying, yep, I'm going to do it. You know, that makes both of our jobs so much easier and it gets you better and so much faster. So thanks for the interview, sir, and we'll continue to have success.
All right, thanks for having me.
With that, what I want to transition into our exercise tip of the month here, featuring supersets, why they're important, why I think they're fun, and talk about how we superset with what we do with Gene in the gym, with Strongman, and a few other things along with that in general, a few kind of different ways to fit in supersets as a corrective exercise portion and as just as a heart rate elevator. So number one, first off, with the strongman portion of supersets, you can easily just kind of add anything together. And, you know, if it balance, you know, I like to put as much balance as I can with it. So let's say if I'm doing like a tire flip, it's a total body exercise, but predominantly it's going to be core and legs. So I might do like an upper body with that. So if you're further out from your competition, I like to get really specific. If you're a power lifter or strongman, you know, the last month and a half or so, 2 months before, 2 months out of a contest, you want to get just do the event specific training. But if you're just doing it for fun, cross training, another modality to add into your routine, I would add, you know, if I'm doing a tire flip, I'll do some kind of a press with it. You know, having like a lower body or a core or total body and with an upper body. Along with other supersets in the gym, I like to do, if it's a total body training, I'll do an upper body, you know, push with a lower body pull, or vice versa, lower body push with an upper body pull. Or if you're just doing upper body together or lower body together, I'll do, you know, horizontal push, which is just like a push-up, and then an upper body horizontal pull. Or again, I mean, you can go so many different variations with this, but the idea on a superset is to keep your heart rate up, number one. Number two, to minimize your workout time. So if you have 5 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, you can really get a decent workout. Depending on how much condition or how much experience you have, you can make a good workout with it. Another way to fit in your supersets is to add a corrective exercise. So based on, I've talked about in past, our functional movement screen and how I add in corrective exercise to decrease tightness or improve range of motion, you can add that in. So if you're doing a squat, for example, and you also want to improve hip mobility, you do 30-second squat or your repetition on your squat, and then you add a hip mobility exercise. So again, you can feature it in with, have superset be a good idea to do with minimal amount of time for increased energy and heart rate, or you can have it as a sense of like, I need to get stuff done according to how I need to get myself better, my body. So I want to get stronger, but at the same time, I want to improve my mobility, which a lot of times I do that variation versus a heart rate and a lot of movement with my boomers group, just because of their improvements more so need to be movement, mobility, and feeling better more so than doing burpees and tire flips all day. So if that makes sense, I mean, there's a couple variations again, like on supersets, it's a great thing I like to add just to keep people moving. You know, if you have a group of 10 people in the gym, it's also an efficient way to make sure everybody's working. And you have a couple people paired up in one station. One person's doing a superset of maybe box jumps or vertical jumps or mount climbers, and the other person's doing a squat or a push-up or a strength exercise. So as I get into my variations, I don't want to, you know, get too redundant on going forever on supersets and different ways to do it, but it really is true about like you can add anything and put it together. It's just like peanut butter and jelly. Speaking of peanut butter and jelly, I want to transition into our nutrition segment of our podcast here, introducing you to Kelsey Height from Height Nutrition. We want to talk a little bit about some of our top health foods, some of my top four health foods, which I've did a most recent video on, an exercise tip or a nutrition tip of the week, which I'll post with this podcast. We'll talk about a little bit of meal prep and how she gathers her clients for success on everything in general as far as nutrition. So welcome, Kelsey.
Thanks, Corey. So as Corey was saying, I'm a certified nutrition counselor, and I'm the owner of Height Nutrition. I have a huge passion for health and fitness, and obviously a lover of food, especially wholesome and nutrition, nutritious food. So along with like fitness here, I believe a healthy, balanced life starts with the very nutrition you put into your body. So feeling your body and mind from the inside out with the right nutrients is going to help improve your mood and stamina and energy level overall. So nutrition definitely plays a huge part in your overall performance. So it's definitely crucial to be eating right and knowing what you're putting inside your body.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, there's like, there's so many pieces to the puzzle with nutrition. We talk about different challenges each month on getting people focused on just one thing at a time. We talked about a little bit of that last podcast, but your sleep, your stress, your food, your workouts, it's all a big piece. But like, you know, with your aspect of your business, you can really coach people up on
things in. So with that, I'll just kind of segue more into a little bit about what my services are. So just in general, I'll provide nutritional counseling to, for those seeking additional help. And my big go-to is personalized meal preps or meal planning. So whether or not you just don't have time to prepare meals for your week and you are struggling with what to make for dinner or don't know what to feed your kids, I'll be here to help plan that for you. In addition, I'll take you through grocery tours and show you what's healthy versus not, and help you pick what is best for your budget, because you can pick up a can of chickpeas and then you can pick up another can and there's gonna be a dollar difference. Well, is it okay to get this like non-brand or no brand name version or not? So I can walk you through that. And then I also do interactive cooking and baking sessions. And then I'm just here as a one-on-one accountability partner for those struggling with, you know, wanting to go into the cupboard every night for ice or for crackers and ice cream. So, yeah, I definitely have a big dynamic as far as what my services offer. But
it's kind of a good overview for people to kind of understand what to do and how to do it. And Kelsey, I mean, definitely walks the walk and talks the talk with that. So transitioning into our top favorite foods, you know, I've talked about in my nutrition tip video some of my favorite foods just happen to be like breakfast foods or the first half of the day. First, number one is a staple of mine. I meal prep every single week. I never get sick and tired of eating eggs. You know, eggs are a staple of my diet. They're easy for me to eat. I throw them in with salsa. I'll throw any kind of vegetable I want. I try to load my morning with vegetables and eggs and then go from there. It's always kind of a good staple to start my morning. So number one, my top four favorite health foods, eggs. Number two, any kind of vegetable, usually like green or red peppers and mushrooms. I'm a big fan of mushrooms because I add them to almost anything, breakfast or with, you know, saute them with like a steak at night. And then on the top of that too, good way for me to kind of increase a little bit of calorie intake because of my job and my activity, and just increase an overall healthy fat in my body, avocados. You know, don't have a problem eating it raw. I mean, it's one of those fruits that that's easy for me to eat. I mean, I don't really get sick of it. And then lastly, a good way for me to get in a healthy fat or a healthy protein, other than eggs, chicken, beef, steak, is plain non-fat Greek yogurt. Or, you know, we can talk about, you know, shopping with, you know, brand and non-brand yogurts too. But those are some of mine. Maybe Kelsey can add a few of hers and maybe some timing on some of those foods too.
Yeah. I totally agree with eggs. I 100% eat probably eggs every day, except for maybe one a week. It's definitely vital to get protein in the morning along with, complex carbohydrates, which is, what vegetables mainly consist of. So that's awesome that, you know, you're getting in your vegetables and eggs right away in the morning, because that'll fuel you for the rest of the day. And then I would just add on to that a little more. I also work out a lot, and if I don't have a lot of like complex carbohydrates in addition to those proteins in the morning, I can definitely get hungry because I'm on my feet a lot during the day too. So once in a while, I'll throw in some sweet potato, and I just like saute it with onions and olive oil. And then a lot of my favorite things for lunch are salads, because those greens are so vital to give nutrients to your body. And so one way to add a little protein and also complex carbohydrate to that is quinoa. I just do it cold and make quinoa in chicken stock and add a little like Italian seasoning or dill and parsley and throw that over my salad. And yeah, it's just another little trick to, for those of you that are working out a ton and don't want also fill up on really heavy foods that aren't so good for you, quinoa is a good alternative and also adds a lot of protein to your diet. So yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big, you mentioned the sweet potato thing. I can eat those just about every day. I haven't done the sauteed onions, you said?
Yep. I call them my breakfast potatoes. I like just dice them up with a little olive oil and onions and then a ton of garlic powder.
I've sauteed and baked them with olive oil. I've never done the
Yeah, you can just do them right on the stove, put a lid on the pan. Yep.
That sounds really good.
Cook in like 10 minutes.
Ooh, tasty babies.
Yep.
Very nice. Yeah, so with that, kind of want to talk about our next month's challenge or our activity challenge for the month of September, which has to do with organizing your calendar for the month. Biggest thing I want to get out of that for people, just because it kind of translates to fitness and weight loss, is more of just organizing your activities and organizing your foods. Those are the top two things. Like if you got a job where you need that extra help, or if you're going on vacation and you need to find help, you know, take time, you know, write down, like, let's say that's Sunday at 2 p.m. And we'll kind of go through the month and coach some of our clients with making sure we write as much as we can down on that calendar so we can find time for everything that we need, our top, you know, top four priorities. You know, for me, for example, you know, food, fitness, my career, and my personal life. I need to find time for each of those and what's involved with those too. So maybe we can talk about, like, how you fit in your weekly and monthly calendar and how you kind of organize things.
Yeah. So, like Corey said, that's crucial to, either maintaining your health or trying to get healthier. Just taking an hour out of your weekend to plan what the next week or weeks look like, is really crucial. So like I usually on Friday or Saturday take an hour or so and just like plan out my meals. And then from that, I'll make my grocery list. Which is exactly what I would be doing for you guys or any client of mine. I would just kind of look at my schedule for the week and see, okay, well, I have this meeting on this night or my husband is going to be out, so I don't necessarily need to cook dinner, but I'll have leftovers ready or something. So just taking the time to like make sure you have things prepared in the fridge when you are super busy, and then also making your breakfasts in advance, like what Corey does. It's huge because you're so busy in the morning. So if you can just grab and go, you're more likely to eat nutritious and healthy food versus running through Taco Bell at the end of the day.
I remember thinking back and even in college where one of the biggest things I cut out after I left college and was bread. I mean, like excluding that from my diet was mm-hmm. huge. It was like 10, 15 pounds instantly. So like for people to realize like those little things go a long way. I mean, it's like people think about too much at once. If you pick out like, okay, what's a non-food or a non-superfood that I'm eating that I have a lot of, and just kind of chip at that a little, whether it's soda,
totally,
diet or not, you know, and then like bread or whatever else that's causing havoc.
Mm-hmm.
And then people have increased energy levels and they're having better workouts and they're working, you know, their work life is better too. So it's really cool. I mean, for me, as an example, that bread was a huge thing for me out of college.
Yeah. And even just like whether or not you just want to start cooking healthier or maintaining your workouts, just like Cora said, make sure you're like planning out what your goals are for the week and the day. Like whether or not that's, okay, I'm going to make boiled eggs on Sunday so I have them for the rest of the week, or I'm going to leave my desk at work exactly at 4:30 so I can make it to the gym. Like those are all just really crucial commitments that you have to make to yourself. Otherwise it's not going to happen and you're going to stay at your plateau. So
yeah, it's an exciting thing on this. You know, for me, our meal prep day is on Sunday. So like Sunday night is always exciting to look at all the meals that we prepped and be like, yeah, I'm ready for the week. This is really cool. And you feel proud about it.
Yeah, I always want to take a picture of it and be like, look what I did. Yeah. I'm going to eat this all week.
It's the masterpiece for the week. It's exciting to kind of gives yourself a little bit of energy boost knowing that you did good for the rest of the week. And all you got to do is just grab and go and just follow through.
And it's also like an accountability. Like if you don't eat it, you're like, wow, I just spent all this money on it and now it's going to waste. So it kind of goes together. Like you're going to be spending money in the beginning on nutritious food, but if you also don't eat it, you're also wasting money. So it holds you accountable to some regard.
I'd rather pay now instead of paying the doctor later.
Yes.
For the diabetes and anything else that goes along with it. So pay the farmer, pay the meal prep, get it done.
That is true.
Those that want to meet Kelsey, she'll be in and out floating around Digman Fitness, the community. So where can people find you? Where can they connect with you?
Yeah, sure. So I have a website, just www.hikenutrition.com. And I'm also on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter. Just follow me at Hike Nutrition, and I'll be there. My biggest thing is Instagram. I post a lot of my recipes there. And in addition, all my services are listed right on my website. So if you have additional questions. But yeah, like Corey said, he'll be posting my direct email if you want to get in contact with me.
All right, I want to thank you again, Kelsey, for joining us here on the podcast. And again, to members, what's going on next month, our monthly challenge activity calendar starts the first full week of September on the 12th, I believe, on that Monday, after we return from Labor Day. The idea behind the activity calendar is just to have a conversation with yourself and how do I plan out my month for my food, my activities, so that way I can be more productive and reach my goals. So your daily goal, your weekly goal, your monthly goal, making sure everything's crisp, write it down, make a mistake, and learn from it. All right, thanks guys for tuning in to the Digman Fitness Podcast. If you want to follow us on Facebook, Digman Fitness, YouTube channel, subscribe for the latest and greatest exercise tips, nutrition tips. And for those that want to check out the gym, I'll have the post link below for your one-month trial. $99 unlimited training includes the assessment, one-on-one training, or group training. Until next time, folks, just like peanut butter and jelly, put it all together.